Well, we continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning. We're joined by Ron Peterson, President and CEO from Baxter Regional Medical Center, Dr. Jake Long, Superintendent of Mountain Home Schools, and Barney Larry, Executive Director of the Hospital Foundation and VP of Business Development. Ron, we'll let you start with the latest numbers this morning.
Well, thank you, Brad. Appreciate that. You know, the numbers are going in the right direction. We added about 410 new cases across the state yesterday, and I would say in the last week, we're probably averaging about that 500 each day versus last week when I talked, I think we were averaging about 700. So that's a good sign, but we're still up to 53,487 total cases, and we're up to 5,898 active cases right now on a statewide basis. But the percentage of positive is down in that 5% range, so that's another good sign. We do have 492 hospitalized across the state and 122 on ventilators across the state. What we are seeing, though, is that even though across the state everything's going down, it seems like the north central pocket is starting to increase a little bit. We've seen a total of 89 cases now in Baxter County. We have 16 active cases in Baxter County, and those are all off of the health department website. And then as a system, you know, we test a lot of patients. We've tested so far about 3,974 patients, and we have a total of 60 positive cases, which is up significantly. And we've had a total of 6 inpatients, and we currently have 2 inpatients in the hospital. Brad, when you kind of look around and look at the contiguous counties to Baxter County, there's about 76 active cases in the 5 or 6 county area here. And then if you go out to Boone and Independence County, you add another 158 cases. So we all just need to be careful because the north central area seems to be picking up. And so we just want to continue to keep our distancing practices.
Definitely. Well, Jake, let's talk to you this morning. Let's talk about the preparations that have been done at the Mountain Home School District for this upcoming year.
Thing that we did is we established a Ready for Learning committee that was made up of medical health professionals, teachers, parents, and school officials. And so we identified 6 action steps. The first one being develop a strong instructional plan while addressing student wellness. Then we identified an action of providing digital and blended support and class offerings for our staff. And so all of our students, and so our students and parents have been able to make that choice. We provided targeted support for those parents with the online learning or the virtual choice if that's what they decided to do. We've prepared our facilities, and this has been, you know, a big point and a big point of emphasis of preparing our facilities through a variety of sanitation, cleaning methods, changing our chemicals that we used, addressing the ventilation within our school buildings, and so that's been a big point of emphasis for us. The last action step was to create a communication plan so that we're able to provide clear and transparent messaging to our parents and to our community regarding the overall status of the schools and around the COVID-19 cases.
I think the next question kind of goes along with what you're saying there. How are parents going to know if someone has tested positive in their child's class, and what's that protocol if that does happen?
So the first thing that we will do is we will do contact tracing within our own system. So we'll look to see if there's a positive case. We'll look to see what students or staff members are identified as close contacts. And so if they are identified as a close contact, they will be contacted by the Arkansas Department of Health and our own local school district point of contact, Ms. Loretta Allen, and then they will be asked to be quarantined for the defined number of days. If they are not contacted by either one of those people, we will send out a generic message based on per site case that simply notifies folks that there has been a positive case. And then all of our positive cases will be documented on our website under our Ready for Learning tab so that parents can check that on a daily basis to see what kind of cases are present in our schools or and within our classes, within our teams, and so on.
Now, Jake, where is the best place parents in the community can go to stay updated on the school this year?
We are posting all of our correspondence, all of our messaging on our website at mhbombers.com, and then you click at the top of the page on the Ready for Learning tab, and you can see all the information that I just went over, as well as we will continue to update on Facebook and social media sites on those, but they will redirect you to our website.
Very good. Anything else you need to mention, Jake?
No, just reiterate what Mr. Peterson had said, that school starting on Monday, and we need everybody's cooperation. We need everybody's patience with wearing the mask when we're supposed to and distancing. And there are going to be an opportunity for events that have not occurred for really about 20, 24, 25 weeks. And we also need cooperation at those events to stay distanced, to wear your mask, and let's all do these things so that our kids are able to maintain the opportunities, because that's who it's about. If we do what we're supposed to do, then our kids will continue to get the opportunities before them.
Exactly. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
I think Dr. Long really placed it out there well and talked about really what I would call the new normal. And there is a new normal out there, at least for a while. And with the instructional plan and the plan that the school has put together, I'm feeling very good about what's going to occur next week. And just if we can get people to cooperate. And, a lot of people have asked a lot of questions about masks. And if you just read enough of the data, it shows that masks pay off. And so I would recommend everybody wear their masks and do the social distancing, and remember that it's a new normal and we're all trying to get used to it. You get a little awkward sometimes of reaching out, forgetting that you shouldn't shake hands, and then somebody else kind of backs off. And you just got to remember it's a new normal and everybody's adjusting. And so have patience and we'll work together and make it work.
Definitely. Guys, great information this morning. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Brad.
All right. Ron Peterson, Jake Long, Barney Larry this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.